You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest, episode 20, and thank you very much for tuning in. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about Atone, Heart of the Elder Tree. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, please take a second to do so, and I would also love to hear your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. You can also find me on Twitter or Hive at MidlifeSQ. So, recently I took the family on an outing that was so much fun that I think it's going to become a regular trip for us and the kids. We went to an escape room at our local mall, and if you haven't done this yet, you really should fix that and get on that. So the place we went to had about 8 rooms to choose from, and we went with the Cursed Mansion theme, which tasked us with finding the hidden object in under 60 minutes and using it to escape. Now, I know that there are some really like upscale escape rooms that I've seen video of online, and they look like sets from a movie. Well, this wasn't that. Think more along the lines of a high school play as far as the production value goes. But still, just use a little imagination and you'll be fine. It took us a while to solve the first puzzle to even get into the mansion. But once we did, we found ourselves in a room filled with all sorts of puzzles to solve, like finding the right musical notes to play on a piano which was in the corner of the room, which then gave us a clue for the chessboard, which if you move correctly will lead you to unlocking a coffin that is in the room, which contains another clue and another clue and so on. I gotta tell you, my favorite moment was when I was going through the coat pockets in the closet and purely by accident realized that the back of the closet was actually a secret door which led to a whole nother room. So cool. All of that time spent playing Resident Evil games was finally paying off and I felt like a kid. If you're bringing younger kids, you know, make sure, you know, that you're guiding them along and letting them do a lot of the lever pulling and whatnot. My 11-year-old wasn't, you know, quite as quick to figuring out the puzzles as we were, and she was getting a little bit frustrated. So make sure that if you go, you're doing everything as a team so that everybody's involved. It was a complete blast, and we escaped with like about 5 minutes left on the clock. Everyone had so much fun that this is going to be something we do regularly, I think, and we'll be booking another challenge soon. The last couple of weeks have been pretty full of big new video game releases. We have had Forspoken, Dead Space, the GoldenEye 007 re-release, a new Fire Emblem game, and of course the shadow-dropped Hi-Fi Rush. There is so much to choose from right now, and I'll get around to covering several of those games on later episodes. But this week, I want to talk about another new game that came out that I think runs the risk of maybe getting a little lost in the crowd, and that's Atone, Heart of the Elder Tree from Wild Boy Studios, and it's available now on PC, PlayStation, and the Nintendo Switch, which is where I've been playing it. The game is a bit of a blend combining elements of a narrative adventure game with puzzle elements and featuring a rhythm-based combat system. It's an interesting amalgamation that works pretty well for the most part. I'll get to the gameplay in a second, but let me dive into the story a little bit first. The game is heavily inspired by Norse mythology and has you playing as Estra, who is the daughter of a great leader who is tasked with uncovering the mystery behind a strange illness which is inflicting the people of Midgard, causing them to turn violent and attack one another. It's a good setup, and both the characters and the setting are interesting in a way that really pulled me along to see what was going to happen next. Like I said, the gameplay is kind of split into three distinct styles. Much of the time, you'll be exploring the world, meeting and speaking with the villagers and other characters of Midgard. There will be some dialogue options and choices to make, but nothing that so far feels like so story-altering that you need to sweat over making the right choices or worrying about getting a bad ending. The writing is well done, and like I said, the characters are pretty darn interesting. You'll also periodically come across some puzzles that you'll need to complete before being able to move on. So far in my time with the game, these are pretty simple and obvious, only taking, you know, a minute or so to figure it out and proceed. Things like a door which shows a series of patterns needed to open it, and then you need to find those patterns carved on some nearby rocks and press them in the correct order. I like the idea of mixing puzzle elements into this game, but I just wish that they put up more of a challenge, and hopefully that they will the further I get into the game. The last part of the three-pronged gameplay are the battles, which are entirely rhythm-based and have you performing button presses as icons move down a track along to the beat of the music. It's not really all that dissimilar to playing Rock Band in a way. If you had to play Freebird to kill an evil monster. These fights are pretty entertaining, though, and are some of my favorite parts of the game. If you want more of a challenge, you can up the difficulty so that you need to track four different notes at once, or you can switch to the story mode and eliminate those segments altogether. The gameplay is fun enough, but for me, the main appeal of the game is the storytelling and the art style. The style is really neat with a simple and kind of pixely style for the gameplay and the overworld, and more of a hand-drawn, angular look for the cinematics. I really like the way that they stylistically tell the story in those cutscenes. And the voice work is well done also in those. The Norse mythology angle is really cool, and if you like that world and those kind of stories, I think you're going to find things to enjoy here. The gameplay may be a little light and not super challenging or innovative, at least from where I'm at so far. I'm a couple of hours into the game, but that's okay. I think it's definitely worth a play for fans of both indie games and Norse mythology.
Beef
before I let you go this week, I want to point you to the folks at Game Positive, who this week had their Game Pass Awards presentation for 2022. And I was really honored enough to be asked to be on their panel to help choose both the nominees for the different categories and also to vote on the winners. That was really cool that they reached out to me, and I'm very thankful for that. It was a fantastic year for Game Pass, and it was really fun to look back on all the great games that we got to play on Xbox last year. So you can find their channel at youtube.com/GamePositiveYT. And if you want to follow them also on Twitter, it's the same name, GamePositiveYT. So thank you very much to them for asking me to be involved. And I hope you guys all lend them their support, and your support rather, and go check it out. Go subscribe to their YouTube channel and go follow them on social media. Really cool. Really cool. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. You can catch all new episodes every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, if you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and leave a review. And you can follow the show on Twitter or Hive, where we go by Midlife SQ. Until next time, be well and keep playing.